Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Dun Kestenbaum. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Today's daf is Kuf Yud Aleph, but we are behind, so we're going to begin from the Mishnah on daf Kuf Yud. The Mishnah says that someone that's married to two Yusaymais, Kitanais, two orphans that are Kitanais, and he dies. So the Bia or Chalitza of one of them, done by the Yavam, Paters, the Tzara, the Chain Shtei Harashais, and the same halacha would be if one was married to two deaf ladies, which is only Kiddushin Durabana, and he passes away, the Chalitza or Bia of the Yavam would pater the tzara. And the Gemara asks, how could a chareshes do chalitza? We learned earlier that a chareshes is chalitza, is psula, is pasul. And the Gemara answers, Eina chanami, by the case of the chareshes, over there, it's only going on the case of bia, that the bia to one of them paters the tzara, but Eina chanami, chalitza does not apply to a chareshes. Rabba gives a second answer, which the Gemara ends up schlugging up, that when do we say chalitza of a chareshes is psula? That's only when she was married in Kiddushin Daraisa, that at the time she was married, she was healthy, she was a pikachas, and later on she became a chareshes. However, our Mishnah is talking about a case where she got married at the time she was a chareshes, and therefore it was only Kiddushin Derabanan, and over there we allow her to do chalitza. But the shaila is that the Gemara doesn't comment, doesn't seem bothered by it all, by the case of Kitana. And yet, in that very Mishnah on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, which teaches us the halacha of chareshes, it also says over there, Kitana shechaltza, kitana that does chalitza, tachleitz mishetagdol, she has to do chalitza again when she becomes a gedola. Vim lo chaltza, and if she doesn't do chalitza again when she's a gedola, chalitza sapsula, her chalitza is pasal. So it's mefurish that a kitana is not able to do chalitza as well. So Rashi over here is bothered by that, and Rashi on the Mishnah comments on Dibra Maskel O Chalitzasa, Rashi comments La'achar Shetagdil, that when the Mishnah says that she is able to Chalitza to Pater the Tzara, the Mishnah means after she gets older. That's what the Mishnah means, but not that she did Chalitza while she was still a Kitana. The Taisa Rashi over here offers another Teretz, that the Mishnah earlier that said the Chalitza of a Kitana's Psula is talking about where the father married her off, where she was married in Kiddushin Daraisa. So there, Chalitza Vektana does not help its pasul. However, our Mishnah is talking about she was married as a Yosaima. It was Kiddushin Derabanan. Over there, Bidi Eved, a Chalitza Vektana would be Kshera. It's only Bidi Eved, because the Gemara says Mefurish on the bottom of Kuf Yud on the base, that she's supposed to do chalitza only when she gets older, even in a case of Kiddushin Derabanan. But however, the Taisa Rosh suggests that maybe Bidi Eved, in a case of Kiddushin Derabanan of Iktana, her chalitza is Kshera, and that is the explanation of our Mishnah. Taisvis over here brings Rashi, and as well offers another pshat in our Mishnah, that perhaps our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yaisi, as the Gemara brings earlier on Kuf Hei Amud Beis, that according to Rabbi Yaisi, the Chalitza of Ektana is in fact Kshera. It is Kasha. Now to discuss, why is the Chalitza of a Chereshes Psula? Why can't a Chereshes do Chalitza? So Gemara says over here, the Ma'akva Ba Kriya, because in the Psukim and the Parsha of Yiba, the Yavama has to say certain Psukim when the chalitza is done, and she's not able to. So Mimela, her chalitza is psula. And this as well is a Gemara earlier on Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, and the Ritva over here, a Yesidistic Ritva, which the Ritva as well writes this earlier, but just to go over a little bit in the Sugya, the Ritva writes that really we could give a different reason why a Chareshes is not able to do Chalitza, because she is not Bar Das, because she doesn't have Das. So since she doesn't have Das, she would not be able to do Chalitza. So why do we give a reason because she is not able to do Kriya? So Zok the Ritva, that it wants to include even a case where she does have Das. For example, let's say she is able to hear, but she's not able to speak. And Elaim, where the halacha is that is considered a person with Das. To not have Das, it has to be somebody who's Eina Shemeya Ve'ena Medaber, who cannot hear or speak, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Chagiga. So that's why the Gemara says over here, the reason of not being able to do the Kriya, because even if she has Das, for example, she could hear, nonetheless, the Chalitza would still be Psula, and the Ritva says even a bigger Chiddush, that even if she's able to speak, but she's not able to hear, also, she would not be able to do Chalitza, Zok the Ritva, because she's not able to hear the words of the Yavam. The Ritva holds, she has to be able to hear the response of the Yavam. However, Taisvis earlier on Kuf Dalet Amid Beis explains differently. Taisvis says that the reason why the Gemara gives the reason of not Bar Kriya is because it wants to tell us, even in a case where there's a Gadol, Aymed Al Gaba, where Bezdin is standing on top of her, directing her, where they can supply the Das, the Kavana, like we find in the Gemara and Gin, on Daf Chav Beis, that if Bezdin stands over a Katan writing a Get, they're able to help make the Get Lishma. So, over here, even the Gadol Aymed Al Gaba doesn't help, because of this special miyat of they're not bar kriya. The Ritva earlier, he holds that Gadol Aymed Al Gaba does not help by Chalitza. It's only by Get where it helps. And the Ritva in Gittin on Daf Chav Gimel Ralph explains that only by Get, which is Efshar Ayudei Shliach, the writing of a Get can be done through a Shliach. So therefore we look at the Katan, we look at the person who doesn't have Das as the Shliach of the Gadol Aymed Al Gaba, of its Begeder, Bederech, Shlichas, Masha'en came by Chalitza, which we know, Gemara Ksubis Ayin Dalet, that Chalitza is the Efshar Ayidei Shliach. Rav Chaim, in Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tez Zayin, Rav Chaim asks an obvious Kasha, how is it Shaykh? We have here Shitas Taisvis, that Aymed Al Gabav helps, if not for the fact that Cheresh is not Bar Kriya, and it would help by a Katan, if not for the fact that we have a Meat in the Parsha, Taisvis earlier on Kafayim and Beis. How's it Shaykh that Aymed Al Gabav helps? By Kiddushin, by Gerishin, Aymed Al Gabav doesn't help. So why is Chalitza different than Kiddushin and Gerishin? That Aym of Agavav helps, and we compare it to the writing of a Get, which has to be done Lishma, that Aym of Agavav helps by. Even according to the Ritva, that holds Aym of Agavav doesn't help by Chalitza, but the Ritva also is Machalik, between writing of a Get, between Ksivas Aget and Chalitza. He doesn't compare it to Kiddushin and Gerishin. It's clear also from the Ritva, that Chalitza is different than a Maisa Kiddushin and Gerushin. And Reb Chaim says a very fundamental Yusait. Reb Chaim says that Kiddushin and Gerushin is the Maisa of the Bailim, and it requires the Das of the Bailim. The man making the Kiddushin, the man is the one making the Gerushin. He is asking her, he is matting her. It's his Maisa Kinyan. He is creating the Chalais Kiddushin or Gerushin. However, by Chalitza, it's not the pshat that the lady is creating the heter, it's her maisa, Chalais. the lady is just doing a Maisa Chalitza, which the Torah requires Kavana. The Gemara earlier on Kuf Beis Amud Beis says Achi Iskavnu Shneim. So there's a din that they need Kavana, which is similar to Halach of Ksiva Saget, which needs a Kavanas Lishma. So Mamela, the Rishayim compare to the Halach of Ksiva Saget, because this is not Daima, this is not similar at all to Kiddushin and Gerushin, which the man is creating the Chalais Kiddushin and Chalais Gerushin, and therefore needs to be a Gadol. However, over here, she's not creating the Heter, she's just doing a Maisa, and the Torah says if she does a Maisa Chalitza with Kavana, and he does with his Kavana, the Torah is Matur them. This Yisayit also is said by Rav Shimon Shkop in Shari Yosher, Shari Zayin, Parag Vav, where he explains over there that that's why Chalitza, you can't make a Tznai on Chalitza, it's Yefsher Ayidei Shliach, because Chalitza is not the mice of the Bailam, it's not her creation, she's the one who's Matir, it's just a Metzias, she does this Maisa, and the Torah is Matir. So such a Maisa, it's a Yefshar de Shliach, and you're not able to put a Tanai onto such a Maisa. It's Tafka, something like Kiddushin, Gerushin, which is a Maisa, Chalais of the Bailim. The Bailim are creating this Chalais. Over there, it's Yefshar de Shliach, and therefore, as well, you can make a Tanai on such a Maisa. We mentioned in passing that this Mahalech of Taisus to explain why Bei Chereshes we need the reason of Lav Bar Kriya, because it comes to include a case where there's a Gadol Ayman Al Gabav. We mentioned that Taisus as well, on Kuf Daled Amud Beis, uses this to explain why the Gemara over there needs a Niyat to exclude a Katan or Kitana from Chalitza, I, their Lav Bar Das. So Taisus says, we're talking about where Bezdin is Aimdim, Agaba, Bezdin is standing on top of them, and that's why we need a special Miyat to exclude a Katan or Ktana from the Parsha of Chalitza. However, according to the Rva, that holds Aimdim Agaba doesn't help by Chalitza, it would need to be explained why, according to the Rva, we need a special Miyat in the Parsha to exclude Chalitza from a katan or a kitana. It would seem, it's mashma from the Ritva earlier over there on Kuf Dalet, and actually it's mefurish in the Ritva in Gin on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph over there, that the Ritva says that a child who's 9 or 10, is the age of Pe'utais, who's Mecha and Mecha, Memkar and Memkar, we would say that would be enough of a bardas, that the child would be able to have kavana for chalitza, and that's why we need a special miyat for the parsha. Taisvis, however, over there in Kuf Daled Amud Beis, is mefurish that even a katan that reaches the age of pu'utais would not need a miyat of the parsha, if not for the fact that we're talking about a case where bezdin is aimdam al gaba. So we have another Yisayus Tikka Machlaikas, Taisus and the Ritva, as to explain why we need a special Miyat in the Parsha of Chalitza for Akatan and Kitana. There's much more to talk about, but really the Sugya is earlier, so we will go further. Moving down to the bottom of Kuf Yud, the Gemara brings a Mishnah in trying to schlug up Rabba's opinion, which the Gemara ultimately does. The Gemara brings the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Beis on the Beis, and the Mishnah says over there, Shnei Achim, two brothers, one's a Bikeach and one's a Cheresh, who are married to two unrelated women, one is a Bikachas and one is a Chereshas. So the Bikeach, the regular man, is married to a pikachas, a regular woman, while the cheresh, his brother, the cheresh, is married to a chereshes. And the Mishnah says that if the cheresh dies, then the pikeach, his brother, is able to do yibam. V'imratza lahaitzi yaitzi. And after he does yibam, he is able to divorce her. He is not able to do chalitza because she is a chereshes, but he is able to do yibam, and afterwards he is able to give her a get. And Rashi writes that the reason why he's able to give her a get is kishem shenichnasa bermiza kach teitze bermiza. Expression of the Mishnah later on, that since she came in bermiza, since she was a chereshes and she only came in with hinting, a kiddushin derabanan, so she's able to go out with a get biramiza, even though the get is not a get daraisa because she is a chereshes. And the question is, the obvious question is, that why do we need the concept of kishem shenichnasa biramiza kach teitze biramiza? The only problem of a get is in the man. A cheresh is not able to give a get, but the halacha is that a regular man could give a get to a chereshes, because since receiving the get could be done against her will, she does not need das, so therefore even a chereshes is able to be divorced. So why do we need a special leniency? Rashi applies of kishem shenichnasa bermiza kach teitze bermiza. A chereshes could receive a regular get, even, for example, if she got married when she was a pikachas, when she was healthy, to a regular man, and afterwards she became a chereshes, she'd be able to receive a get, because she doesn't need das to receive a get. The Aruch Lanier asks this kasha on Rashi. Perhaps we can suggest simply that the Gemara, based on the Mishnah, later on, the Gemara on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says that it's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbana, that actually, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, a man is not able to divorce a chereshes. A chereshes cannot receive a get in a case where she was married in Kiddushin Daraisa. For example, she originally was healthy. So, since, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, a chereshes is not able to be divorced, so therefore Rashi explained over here, like the Shita of, to explain even according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and if one takes a look at the Mishnah in the beginning of Kuf Yud Beis and Beis, where the Gemara brings this, where the Mishnah says the Svara of Kishem Shukaines Beremiza, Kachumaitzi Beremiza, the Pashas is, as the Aruch Lanier points out over there, that it's going even on a case of the cheresh that is married to the pikachas. So the Mishnah is explaining like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because according to the Rabbanan, we don't need kishem shekaynes beremiza kach maitzi beremiza to divorce a chereshes. And therefore, perhaps Rashi over here explains this case of that Mishnah later on, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Continuing over here, the Mishnah we bring says that what happens if the pikeach dies, the one who's married to the pikachas? So what does his brother, the cheresh, do? So the halach is, kaines, he is able to do yibam. He is not able to do chalitza because he is a cheresh. However, over here, ein maitzi lailam. Over here, he's not able to give her a get, because since he is a cheresh, he is not able to give her a get. And Rashi explains, she'ein gito mafkia kiddushei achiv pikeach shizkiko lo liyibam. The last Rashi in the Amud explains that his get doesn't have the power to mafkia the kiddushin of his brother, the pikeach, that brought her to yibam. The big kasha on Shverkite on Rashi is, why does Rashi say the problem over here is the cheresh's get is not able to mafkia the connection, the zika that was created from his brother, the pikeach? There is a connection from the cheresh himself. which is even more powerful. The Yibam of this Cheresh should be Kainaher Midar Raisa in Yibam, and he would not be able to release her with a get, because a Cheresh is not able to give a get. Even though he's a Cheresh has no Das, and a Cheresh cannot make a Kedushin Daraisa. But over here, where it's Yibam, Yibam does not need Das, like we learned in the beginning of the sixth parak, parak Havaya Vimtai, that the Yavam is Kaina, Bein B'Shayeg, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Aines, Bein B'Ratzai. So, why does Rashi have to say that the issue is the Zika, the connection from the brother? Fakir, there's much more going on over here. The Cheresh was Kainer, Midar Raisa, and therefore he will not be able to give her a get. And in fact, the Rambam and Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, writes that a Cheresh who does Yibam, she's a Eishes Ish Gemura, she's a complete Eishes Ish, and therefore he'll never be able to divorce her because a Cheresh is not able to divorce. One could taina, one could claim that while Eina Chinami Yibam does not need Das, but the Gemara says in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Tesem and Aleph, it darshins a pasuk that a man asher yinaif is Eishes Ish, that is mizana with an Eishes Ish, prad l'Eishes Katan, that one is pater for being mizana with the wife of a Katan. And the Gemara explains over there that we're talking about a Katan who was a Yavam, a 9-year-old and one day who did Yibam. So, and Tisus learns over there that a Katan is excluded, that his Yibam is not a Yibam Daraisa. So even though Yibam doesn't need Das, but there's a special Miat that a Katan is excluded from Yibam Daraisa. So, and Tisus learns that which the Mishnah says in Nida, Mehamed Aleph, that a ben teisha shadam v'yomechet sheba yivimtai kana, that a katan could be kaina his yivimtai, that is only midar abanan. So, memela, one could taina, the same way a katan is excluded, so nichlal in that miyat, a cheresh would also be excluded. However, that will not work in Shitas Rashi, because Rashi over there in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Tes explains that the Miyad is only in regards to the Chiyav Misa, that one is not Chiyav Misa for being Mizana with the wife of a Katan, the wife of the Yavam. But his Kinyan, the Kinyan of the Katan, is a Kinyan Daraisa. So, Frek the Aruch Lener, the same way a Katan, according to Rashi, is able to do Yibam Daraisa, even though he has no Das. So a Cheresh should be the same thing as well. So why does Rashi have to give a weaker reason, an issue of the Zika of his brother, when you have a full-fledged Kiddushin Daraisa, full-fledged Yibam from the Cheresh himself? To explain Shitas Rashi, let us go back to the Gemara earlier on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says over there on the top of the Amid that a Yashen, that a person does Yibam while he's sleeping, like Kana B'Yavimtai, he's not Kaina with Yibam. And Rashi writes over there, the very first Rashi on the Amid, because a Yashen is Lav Bar Das, because a Yashen has no Das, V'lo Havi Kinyan a Kinyan, and his Kinyan is not a Kinyan. And Taisvis over there jumps on Rashi. How could Rashi say the reason why Yashin is not Kaina? Because he's not a Bar Das. Even a Katan is only excluded from a special Miyat. Taisvis Lushitasai, that Katan's Nismai from Yibam, from Eishes Ish, Pradla Eishes Katan. But that's a special Miyat for a Katan who's not somebody who has Das altogether. But a Yashen, someone who's sleeping, his Yibam should be a good Yibam. And Tisus therefore gives a different reason, that the person sleeping, he doesn't even intend to do a Maisa Bia altogether, and that would not work for Yibam. You have to at least intend for a Maisa Bia. Lishitas Rashi himself, that a katan could do Yibam Daraisa, the question is even stronger. How could Rashi say that a Yashin, someone who's sleeping, is not Kaina in Yibam because he's not a Bar Das? Rashi Shita is, even a katan who's not a Bar Das is Kaina Mira Araisa. So what's the pshat? So the Aruch Lener earlier on Daf Nandal Amar Aleph says that Rashi holds that a katan is better than a Yashin, that a katan is somebody that could have Das. If he reaches the age of Mufla Samach La'ish, then definitely we find he can make Nidarim. He is considered a Bar Das. We mentioned before, earlier in the Shir, that we had the Shita of the Ritva, that you need a special Mir for a Katana from Chalitza, because a Katan who's old enough could be considered a Bar Das. And Memela Zakla Aruch Lener, that Rashi holds, that a katan is bar das, as long as he's old enough, and therefore his yibam is able to be a yibam daraisa. And that's why Rashi holds that a yashin is worse, because someone who's sleeping does not have das at all. He's not a bar das right now at all. And now that we've established from Rashi earlier on Daf Nun Dalet, that really in order to do yibam, you have to be a bar das. And the reason why Yibam of a Katan works according to Rashi is because the Katan is considered Bar Das if he's old enough. So Mimela, where the Aruch Lener is Miyashev, the Rashi over here, Lishitasai, by a Cheresh, Rashi holds that a Cheresh is no better than a Yashin, right? A Cheresh can't be better than someone who's sleeping. And Rashi holds that someone who's sleeping is not a Yibam because he's not a Bar Das. So Kol Shekein, Rashi must hold that a Cheresh is not able to do Yibam because he's not a Bar Das. And this, Zakta Aruch Lener, will explain Rashi over here beautifully. The reason why Rashi explains that Cheresh is not able to divorce this lady after he did Yibam is not because of his own Yibam. Because his own Yibam is only Durabanan. Because he's not a Bar Das. He's not in the Parsha, he's not able to do Yibam. It's only the problem because he's not able to mafkia the connection that was established from the brother who was a Pikeach and married in a Kedushin, Daraisa, and when he dies, his brother, the Cheresh, is never able to take away the Zika because his Yibam is not a Yibam, Daraisa. What a beautiful and Yisaitistic Aruch Lener. We're going to jump ahead now to the bottom of Kuf Yud Amid Beis, where the Gemara goes into the case of the Mishnah, where a man is married to a Ketana and a Chereshes, and then he dies. The halacha is, the Mishnah says, Ein Bias Achas Mehen Poiteres Tzarasa, where one is married to a Ketana and a Chereshes, the Yavam's Bia would not pater the Tzara. And the Gemara discusses over here, what should they do? Ketza Takanasan. What is their Takana? Rav Chista says in the name of Rav, Kaines HaChereshes, he should do Yibam to the Chereshes, Umaitziya Beget, and give her a get. This would follow the Rabbanan Shita later on, that a Chereshes could be divorced, not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, like we mentioned earlier. Uketana tamtin ad shetagdil v'tachlitz. And the Ketana, you should wait till she's a Gedayla, and then she'll be able to do Chalitza. Comes the Rif over here, and makes a very important comment. Zok the Rif, that according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, on the Mishnah earlier on Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, that we're Melamed Ketana Shetimayin, that we teach a Ketana to do Mion. What was the case over there? The case was two brothers are married to two sisters. One is married to a Gedaila in Kiddushin Daraisa, and the other brother is married to a Ketana in Kiddushin Dirabanan. And the husband of the Gedaila dies. And now the brother is not able to do Yibam because he's married in Kiddushin Dirabanan to the younger sister, to the Ketana. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Malamdan as a Ketana Shetimain, but we teach the Ketana to do Mian to her husband in order to enable the husband to do Yibam to the wife of his deceased brother. And Rabbi Gamliel says, like we learned earlier, that we do not encourage her to do Mian. If she does Mian, she does Mian. However, we don't encourage it. We paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that over there we do encourage her to do Mian. So Zakhtar Rif, over here also, Melamdin as a Ketana Shetimambo, we teach the Ketana to do Mian, and this way he is able to do Yibam to the Chareshes, and he will not have to divorce her. The only reason he has to divorce her is because her Tsara, the Ketana, when she gets older, she'll do Chalitza, and then it's a problem because the Tsara had Chalitza, so like Rashi explains, there'll be a problem of La Yivna to the Chareshes. But if the Ketana is out of the picture, she does Mian, so he's able to do Yibam to the Chareshes, and there's no problem. So that's what the Rif says, and as well, this was the Rambam Paskins this way, in Hilchos Yibam v'Chalitza, Parakei, Halacha Chav Dalit, the Rambam Paskins, we teach the Ketana to do Mian, and then he is able to do Yibam to the Chareshes, and he does not have to divorce her. If he wants to divorce her, he can, but he can stay married to the Chareshes. There's no more problem. However, the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid over there on the Rambam writes that no, only over there, in the Mishnah earlier, Rabbi Eliezer says that we teach the Ketana to do Mian, because that Mian will facilitate a Yibam Daraisa for her sister, the Gedaila. So over there, Rabbi Eliezer says, we teach the Ketana to do Mian. However, over here, where it's only going to be Yibam Darabanan, Yibam to the Chereshes, is only Durabanan, because the Kedushin to Chareshes is only Durabanan. Over there, we don't say that we teach the Ketana to do Mian. L'chora, there's even a stronger Taina that the Ravid has, and the Rush actually brings this from the Ravid over here in Simen Ches, that in our case, even without the Mian, the Yavam is still doing Yibam to the Chareshes, right? What did we say over here? We said that he should be kindness the Chareshes. He does Yibam to the Chareshes. Umaitzia beget. And then afterwards, he has to divorce her because of the Chalitza that will be done to the Ketana. But bottom line, even with the Ketana not doing Mian, he's still doing Yibam to the Chareshes. So the mitzvah Yibam Durabanan is being fulfilled even without the Mian. What would the Mian help for? Like we explained, the Mian would only help that he does not have to divorce her afterwards, because then there will be no problem of La Yivna if we take the Ketana out of the picture. So the Ravid's Taina is even stronger, L'chora, that over here there's no Mian necessary to help perform the mitzvah of Yibam. And to chazer over, the Gemara says on Kuf Tes Amud Beis that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds that we teach a Ketana to do Mian, normally we're misrachik from Mian, normally we do not encourage Mian. And the Gemara says, but only Mishum Mitzvah, because of a mitzvah, there Rabbi Eliezer holds that we're malamed a Ketana to do Mian. But over here, where at best it's Darabanan, and stronger, the mitzvah is being fulfilled anyways. He's just divorcing her afterwards. So l'chaira, it's very shver why the Rif holds that we're melamed in a sektana to do miyun. Comes the Ramban over here with a Meir Dikataina. The Rush brings this Ramban. What's the reason? What does the Gemara say earlier? Why are we misrachakim in a miyun? Why do we not want a girl? Why do we not want to encourage a girl to do miyun? Because we're afraid that when she gets older, the Gemara says she's going to regret the fact that she did miyun. So that's why we don't encourage her to do miyun. But Zok the Ramban, over here in our Gemara, there is no way for this Yavam to take the Ketana because the Tzara is a Chereshes. The only Eitzah for this Ketana, like the Gemara says, is to do Chalitza. So Memela, there's no Chshash, there's no concern over here that she's going to regret doing the Miyan. So Memela, the whole din of Misrachin Kim Min HaMiyan does not apply. And therefore, there's no reason not to encourage the Ketana to do Miyan. She doesn't lose anything. Adarabba, she gains because if she does Chalitza, she's going to become Pasal to Kahuna. She won't be allowed to marry a Kain, meet her Abana. If she doesn't do Chalitza, she does Miyan. She's in good shape. So, she's not usher to a Kain. So Mimela, the whole taina of the Rivet, Lachar is very shver. Yet the Rif is not quite out of the dark. Lachaira, we have a problem. The taina of the Ramban is so good that Lachaira over here, it doesn't apply the whole concept of Yisrachakim min HaMiyan, that we distance ourselves from Miyan. But then why does the Rif write Ulur Abeliezer Malamdin as a Ketana Shetimayimbay? That according to Abeliezer, we teach the Ketana to do Miyan. Why is it only according to Abeliezer is it that way? The whole Machlaikis Rabeliezer and Rav Gamliel and the Mishnah earlier on Kuftas, over there we understand that Rav Gamliel does not encourage Miyan because he holds that even B'makom Mitzvah, we do not encourage Miyan because of this problem of Shema Yischarit, maybe she'll regret. But over here, where there's no problem that she'll regret, because anyways, she's not able to marry this Yavam. So even according to Rav Gamliel, according to everybody, we should teach her to do Miyan. So why does the Rif specify that according to Eliezer, we teach her to do Miyan? And really, we have to say that Rav Gamliel would argue with Rav Eliezer, because otherwise, why did Rav say that the Ketana should wait till she gets older and does Chalitza, if according to everybody, the Ketana, we would teach her to do Miyan? To explain Sheet of the Rif and the Rivet as well, let us go back to the Mishnah early on Kuftes, to that case where two brothers are married to two sisters, one's a Gedaila and one's a Ketana. We have the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that we teach the Ketana to do Miyan in order that he should be able to do Yibam. We have the Sheet of Rabbi Gamliel that we don't encourage her to do Miyan. And then we have the Sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Ayla al Ishtai, Ayla al Eishas Achiv, Maitis Ishtai Beget, Eishas Achiv Bechalitza. And Rashi explains Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua holds, we do not teach her to do Miyan. He argues with Rabbi Eliezer. He holds that we don't encourage her to do Miyan. And he also argues with Rav Gamliel, because Rav Gamliel says that the Ketana could stay married until she becomes a Gedaila, and that will be Maitzi the Tzara, the Achos Isha. And Rabbi Yeshua holds no, that since right now she's an Achos Isha, the Rabbanan, the time of Zika, it doesn't help that she gets older and becomes a Gedaila, she is always going to be Aser. Fractory Kiveger, Meir Dikakasha. How could we say that Yeshua holds that we do not encourage her to do Miyan? The whole problem, like we said, of a Ketana doing Miyan is maybe she'll have Charata. But according to Yeshua, there's no reason for her to have Charata, because Rabbi Yeshua holds it's aser for him to do yibam to the ketana. And even if she doesn't do miyan, there's no way for him to marry her. So there's nothing to regret. That's Rabbi Kiveger's beautiful kasha. So what is the pshat to Rabbi Yeshua and Rashi in the Mishnah? I was thinking to answer Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, how we explained Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah earlier. And Baruch Hashem, I saw a similar idea in a sefer on Yevamos called Gan Yosef Eden David, written by Rav Yosef Chaim Prager Zatzal, that we could say that you see from here that according to Rabbi Yeshua, even in a case where we don't have the reason of Dilma Gadla Mecharta, even if we don't have the reason that we're afraid she's going to regret doing Mian, but we could say that the Rabbanon have a light plug. The Rabbanon said that we should always stay away from Mian, because many times, most cases, we have this chash that she may regret doing the Mian. So therefore, we don't encourage Mian. So even in cases where there's no chash of Dilma Macharta Ba, still, Rabbi Yeshua holds, Misracha Kimin Amin, we do not encourage Mian in all cases. Now that we entertain this possibility that we could say Misracha Kimin Amin, even in cases where the specific reason of Dilma Macharta Ba does not apply, now we can Lachara answer the Shita of the Ravid. The Ravid holds that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that we're misrachik from Mian in all cases, even where the reason of Dilma Macharta Ba, that maybe she'll regret, does not apply, like in our Gemara over here, by the case of the Kitana and the Chereshes. However, Rabbi Eliezer holds Misha Mitzvah, like the Gemara says earlier, Dafa because of the Mitzvah of Yibam, and according to the Ravid, only if there's a mitzvah daraisa of Yibam. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer says, we have it make an exception, and we can encourage a girl to do Mian. However, Zuck derived any other case, even where the specific reason of Dilma Mescharta Ba does not apply, the Ravid assumes that according to Rabbi Eliezer, we still do not encourage Mian. However, the Rambam and the Rif will argue, and the Rambam and the Rif will say, that the same way that Rabbi Eliezer makes an exception for a case of a mitzvah, that in a case of a mitzvah we are allowed to encourage Mian, so too Rabbi Eliezer will say that in a case where the reason of Dilma Mescharta Ba does not apply, as well, we would be allowed to encourage Mian. However, that's only Dafka on the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And that's why the Rif writes, or that according to Rabbi Eliezer, we teach her to do Mian. Why the Rif say Dafka according to Rabbi Eliezer? Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, that holds that we do not encourage Mian, even in a case where the reason of Dilma Mescharta Ba does not apply, so in our Gemara as well, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we would not be able to encourage Mian. And that's why the Rif said it's Dafka in the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Now that we understand better this machlekes rishonim over here, let us go ahead to the end of the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis Ardaf, where the Mishnah gives the following case: a man is married to a gedayla, to a girl who's bas mitzvah, and ketana and a ketana in a kedushin derabanan, and he dies, and the yavam went ahead and first had bia with the ketana, which would be yibam on a darabanan level, the chazer ubala gedayla, and afterwards he went ahead and had bia with the gedayla, with the girl that was the gedayla. So the halacha is pasal asaktana, it passes the ketana on himself because the yibam daraisa is with the gedayla. So now he can no longer live with the ketana. But he also is going to be ushered to live with the gedayla because he already did yibam on a derabanan level with the ketana, and therefore midrabanan, it will be a problem of bainashne batim, he wouldn't be able to do Yibam, stay with the Gedayla. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Lazar, Aymer, Rabbi Lazar says, Melamdin haketana shetimayim bay. We teach the ketana to do Mian in order to permit the Gedayla to the Yavam. We teach the ketana to do Mian. And the Gemara says that we paskin like Rabbi Lazar over here, just like we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah on Kuftas and Aleph by the two sisters, that we teach the ketana to do Mian. And L'chaira, this Gemara needs hesber, needs explanation, according to the Shita of the Ravid, because in this case, he already did Yibam to the Gedayla, and he was Mekayim, the Mitzvah Daraisa. And like we mentioned before, the Ravid, the way the Rush brings the Ravid, one of his kashas on the Shita of the Rif, that in the case of the Ketana and the Chareshes, the Ravid asks that there's no need to do Mian, because since anyways he's going to do Yibam to the Chareshes and then divorce her with a get, there's no necessitation for Mian. Mian, we only encourage the Ketana to do Mian b'makoy mitzvah, according to the Ravid. So what's a pshat in our Mishnah? How does the Ravid explain the Mishnah? So there's the Sefer Yashresh Yaakov over here that he explains that the reason why we're Malamdin Akhtana Shetimayim Bay, we teach the Akhtana to do Mian, is because since he first was Baal Akhtana and only afterwards he's Baal Agedayla, so Lamaisa, it's a Bia Psula. Meter Abanan, it was not a full-fledged Yibam. So we could explain that according to the Ravid, that in order, in a case where there is a mitzvah Yibam Daraisa, and he is not going to Mekayim the mitzvah Kirai, he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah properly, even on the Darabanan level, so then the Rabbanan were Melamdin HaKitana Shetimayim Bay. The Rabbanan will teach the Ketana to do Mian in order that the Yibam Daraisa should be a clean Yibam, without any imperfections, even if those imperfections are Midah Rabbana, as opposed to the case of Ketana and Chereshes, where the Yibam in the first place is only Darabanan on the Ketana. It's kedai to point out that the Girsa of the Rush and the Rif and other Rishayim over here on the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar Aymer Bekulan Melamdin HaKetana Shetimayim Bo. The Rabbi Lazar is not only going on this case of the Gedayla and the Ketana, but in all the cases we teach the Ketana that she should do Mian. And the Rush brings this over there at the end of Simen Ches, the Rush brings this as a proof, as a support to the Shita of the Rif and the Ramban, because one of the cases in the Mishnah is our very case of Ketana and Chereshes. So we see, even b'makayim a mitzvah Yibam derabanan, the Yibam of the Chereshes is only derabanan, and still we say that we teach the Ketana that she should do Mian. So mefer Sharaya against the Ravid according to this Girsa. However, L'chayrat is a very good Taina to defend the Ravid, because the Rashba points out, and the Rashba has the Girsa of Bekulan Melamdin HaKetana Shetimayim Bay, but nonetheless the Rashba points out that this cannot go back on the case of Ketana and Chereshes according to everybody. Why? Because we have a Machlaikis earlier on Kuf Zayin, the beginning of the Perek, where Rav Aishia says, Mamenes l'mamaray ve'ena mamenes l'zikasay. According to Rav Aishia, Mian only helps for Maimer. Mian only helps to uproot the Kedushin of the Yavam. However, ena mamenes l'zikasay. According to Rav Aishia, she cannot uproot the Zika. She cannot uproot the marriage to the first husband, now that he has already passed away. Ula holds hui paskin like. Ula holds my menes af lezikasai, that she could do Mian even to the Zika. Zok the Rashba, that by the case of Kitana and Chereshes, the only way for the Mian to help allow the Yavam to do Yibam to the Chereshes is only if you hold like Ula that holds Mamenes Avla Zikasai. If we could uproot the Zika, uproot the original marriage, so then he is able to do Yibam to the Chereshes. But according to Rav Oshia that holds that you're only able to be do Mian on the Kiddushin or the Yibam of the Yavam, so then it's not going to help. Because since at the time of Nefila over here, we've explained, the Kitana asers the Chereshes, because Safik Knuya, Safik Eina Knuya, so maybe she's considered the Iker Zika, the Iker Tzara, and therefore he is not able to do Yibam to the Chereshes, so Mian would not help, because the only way Mian would help is to take away the original Zika, the connection of this Kitana. Only in the last case of the Mishnah, of Gedaila and Kitana, where the problem was not in the original Zika, the problem was that he had Yibam with the Kitana first, so there, Rav Oshia Shita, there it applies, because he could do Mian, she could do Mian to uproot the Yibam of the Yavam. However, more than that, according to Rav Oshia, Mian does not help for. So Mimela, the Rashba points out that according to Rav Oshia, the Bikula and Melamdan Akitana Shetimambo is not going on all the cases of the Mishnah, and it would only be going back to the case back in the Mishnah on Kuf Tesem and Aleph of the two brothers that are married to two sisters. One is a Gedaila and one is a Kitana, and the husband who was married to the Gedaila passed away. We're over there. Rebbe Eliezer said that you teach the Kitana to do Mian. So Rebbe Lazar over here is also supporting that opinion, and he's saying, Bekulan, in our case, in the Mishnah over here, by the Gedaila Kitana, where he first did Yibam to the Kitana, and also the case earlier on Kuftes, where his two brothers are married two sisters, Milam Dina Kitana Shetimayimbay. We teach the Kitana to do Mian. So Lachora, once we have to say that according to Rav Aishia, when Rabbi Lazar says Bakulan, he is not going on the case of Kitana and Chereshes, he is going back to the Mishnah on Kuftes of the two brothers married to two sisters. So then the Ravid also could explain the Mishnah this way, and it weakens the Raya of the Rush. Baruch Hashem, I'm very excited that after I said the shtickle, I found that it's maybe a Mefurish, a Ravid, and definitely a Mefurish, a Lechem Mishnah. I want to share with you the Rambam in Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza, Perakei Halacha Chav Ches. The Rambam brings down the case of our Mishnah where the person was married to a Kitana and a Chereshes and he dies. And the Yavam went ahead and first had Bia with the Chereshes, and afterwards him or his brother had Bia with the Kitana. So it passels the Chereshes. And the Rambam writes, L'shitasai, umalamdim es haKitana shetimayin. We teach the Kitana to do Mian, v'achereshes yaitze beget, and the chereshes goes out with a get. It's Sarach Ian, the Rashba asks on the Rambam, why the Rambam says the chereshes needs a get. We learned by the case of Gedaila and Kitana that he's able to keep the Gedaila once the Mian is done to the Kitana, because the Mian uproots the Zika, uproots the Kedushin retroactively. So why would the Chereshes have to go out with the get? In fact, the Aruch Lener over here on our Mishnah says that the Rambam doesn't mean that she needs a get, because in other places, the Rambam writes Tzricha get. The Chereshes needs a get. Here the Rambam just writes she goes out with the get. So the Aruch Lener learns that the Rambam just means that she's able to go out with a get, and she does not require chalitza. However, if we look at the Shulchan Aruch in Evan HaEzer, Simen Kufay and Aleph, Se'if Ches, the Shulchan Aruch is mashma clearly, and that's the way the Beis Yosef understands, that she has to go out with a get. It's not just an option. Yotzi Echereshes Beget, she has to go out with a get. And the Ramah brings, there are those that argue. The Yamshel Shlomo says, a pshat in the Rambam, the Yamshel Shlomo over here in our parak in Simen Chav Gimel, he explains that since it looks like he's Bainesh Te Batim, since he did Yibam to the Kitana and the Chereshes, it looks like he did Yibam to two of them, and therefore the Rabbanan said, he asked if he might see her with a get. And even though by Gedailah and Kitana, the Rambam paskins and Halacha Lamed that when the Kitana does Mian, he is able to stay married to the Gedailah. He does not have to divorce her. That's because over there, since the Yibam on the Gedailah is a Yibam Daraisa, and the Yibam to the Kitana is nothing compared to the Yibam to a Gedailah, so there is no Gzeira that we're afraid that it looks like Bainesh Shnei Batim. The Rambam once again says that we teach the Kitana to do Mian, and over here we have the saga of the Ravid, like the Ravid asked earlier, that we brought the Ravid earlier on Halacha Chav Dalet, that the Ravid says that we do not teach her to do Mian, we only teach a girl to do Mian by to kayim a mitzvah yibam daraisa, as opposed to over here, which is a chereshes, which is only yibam derabana. And the Ravid adds in a very strange line. The Ravid says va'aydim. Furthermore, ha'ikaman d'amr ma'menes l'mamarav ena ma'menes l'zikaso. There's an opinion that holds our gemara kuf zayinam and aleph, the sheet of Raboshia, that holds you're only able to do mian to maimer. You're not able to do mian to uproot the zika. And the problem is, the question is, what in the world is the Ravid coming to say? If the Ravid really holds, like Rav Oshia, that mian does not work on the zika, so then the Lechem Mishnah asks that the Ravid should have been masig, the Ravid should have asked this question on the Rambam back in Hilchos Gerushin, in Perek Yud Aleph, which is where we find the Ikar Halachas of Mian, that Mian helps even for the Zika. Why is the Ravid bringing it over here in this discussion of the Kitana and the Chereshes? And Zakta Lechem Mishnah, Baruch Hashem, he says, Mamish, like we explained before, that the Ravid's coming to defend himself, that in case somebody will ask, how could I say that you're not able to do Mian in the case of Kitana and Chereshes? It says in our Mishnah, Rebbe Lezer Aimer Bekulan Malamdim as Kitana Shetimayim Bay, then all the cases we teach the Kitana to do Mian, which the Chaira would include the case of Kitana and Chereshes, where it's only a mitzvah Yibam Drabbanan. Zakter Raivin, no, that can't be anyways, because according to the Sheet of Rabbi Aishia, it's only my menes to my marayv, ain't a menes to zikasai. And therefore, anyways, Rabbi Lazar cannot be going back on that case. The Lechem Mishnah says that the Ravid's bringing a proof that the Girsa of Bekulan is an incorrect Girsa. We suggested before that maybe, like the Rashba says, that even according to the Girsa of Bekulan, the Rashba says it could be going back to the Mishnah earlier on Kuf Tes. But Baruch Hashem, we have clear in the Ravid himself that the Ravid brings this idea to defend his Shita.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.